Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is David Shalott. He's the Artistic Director and President of Market Street Music in Wilmington. David, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Good to see you, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I know you've been involved in the music scene in Wilmington for quite a while, so I thought we might start out with your own background in music and how you got involved with Market Street Music.
Well, I've lived here for about 30 years. I don't know how that happened. That went very quickly. I came here from around the Washington, D.C. area, and I was trained in music as an organist and choral conductor in college and grad school. And I came here to Wilmington to work at First and Central Presbyterian Church a long time ago. Still work there. So it's been a fun ride here in Wilmington.
And what sort of instruments are you? Are you sing as well as play instruments?
I do a bit of singing, but mostly I'm a keyboard artist.
Okay.
I play the organ and harpsichord and piano, and I also am a choral conductor and a composer.
Oh, great.
So if you kind of look at what I do and you think about what J.S. Bach did, it's kind of the same thing, except I'm not really quite J.S. Bach.
But good person to sort of strive to be, right?
That's right.
Well, great. So it sounds like the talents that you brought to Market Street Music have really enabled them to do the many things that you do. I know you have a lot going on there. So can you talk about the history of that organization?
Sure. Market Street Music was started in 2008. So it's, you know, not all that old, but it's been doing a lot since then. And we serve a couple different kinds of audiences. We serve the audience in downtown Wilmington through our weekly Thursday noontime concerts, and also a community choir made up of primarily downtown workers called Center City Chorale. That's about 40 volunteer singers who do a terrific job and rehearse each week and have lots of fun and make good music together. And then we also serve the larger community with a couple other programs. Festival concerts, which are weekend concerts, full-length concerts of a variety of different kinds of things, and also a choral ensemble called Master Singers of Wilmington, which is an ensemble made of professional and highly skilled amateur singers, about 30 singers.
Oh, okay. So with the Master Singers, have some of them graduated from the other chorale into that program, or how's that?
A couple of them have done that. They've kind of moved over, but mostly not.
Okay.
We use singers from the region. Really, they come from as far as Richmond, Virginia, and New York City.
Wow.
To sing with us. So it's really quite a large reach that we have.
And what is the audition process for the Center City Chorale?
Well, there is no audition. Ah. That's the kind of fun thing about that. You just kind of come and show up and sing. And all we ask is that you have a real commitment to the rehearsal schedule and make certainly as many as you possibly can do that and take it seriously and vow to have fun in music.
So are the performance material, the music that's performed by those two different groups, are they similar or are they really different?
No, it's actually quite different. Center City Chorale is, the music is easier because it's really amateur, fun-loving singers.
Okay.
And that's not to say it's not good music. It's wonderful music that they sing. It's a little lighter, perhaps, and as I said, easier. And really, that's lots of fun. That music is lots of fun. Master Singers of Wilmington kind of does a lot of contemporary music. Music that's quite a bit more difficult that most amateur organizations, choral organizations, can't really tackle.
Oh, okay.
And sing with great precision and tuning and great beauty.
And are you the director for both of those groups?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Okay. So you're choosing the music for each of them as well?
I am, yes.
Do they ever have suggestions as to what they'd like to sing?
They do, and I listen to those. And if it can fit into a program theme, I certainly use those ideas. I have in the past, and certainly will do that again in the future.
And is it live accompaniment music to their performances as well, or what
Yes.
is that like?
Yes. Center City Chorale generally uses piano and organ accompaniment with an occasional instrumentalist. Master Singers of Wilmington also uses piano and organ, but also at times uses orchestra as well.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. So are you collaborating with any orchestras?
Well, we have in the past, this past fall, the opening concert of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, we collaborated with them, and Master Singers of Wilmington sang the Mozart Requiem with that wonderful orchestra.
That must be exciting for the singers, you know, just to be a part of a bigger production as well.
It was great fun. It's just absolutely terrific music, and the orchestra is filled with terrific players, and of course David Amato, the music director of the Delaware Symphony, is a wonderful musician and very insightful and thrilling and really very meaningful to work with. So it was a lot of fun for all the singers involved.
That's great. So where is your typical venue? You are usually in downtown Wilmington.
Yes, we're located in downtown Wilmington, and most of our performances take place at First and Central Presbyterian Church, which is the church that you've probably driven past many times. It's right across the street from the Hotel DuPont on Rodney Square.
So let's talk about the visitor experience or the attendee experience in that venue. What is it like for them there?
Well, we strive to be a very welcoming organization for audiences and musicians. And so the venue is a beautiful venue. It has a lovely reverberant acoustic. The instruments that are used there, the grand piano and the organ, are superb. And so people can count on a really outstanding musical experience there, I think.
And about how many people can you accommodate there for your performances?
It's a relatively large venue, so it seats about 350.
Oh, wow.
So it's big. Not that we have 350 people at every concert, but that's fine.
Good. Yeah.
For a smaller organization, that's actually a rather large venue.
Right. So are the acoustics really good there as well, would you say?
Yes, I think they're wonderful. It's a relatively live acoustic, very reverberant and warm. And so the sound travels very easily, and instrumentalists and singers don't need to really try to create a really large sound to be heard so very easily throughout the whole space. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, that's really nice. And that is a historic church, am I correct?
Well, the congregation has been around for more than 250 years.
Oh, okay.
And the church building was built in 1929. So depending on your viewpoint, it could be historic or not.
Okay, that's great. So really, is it one of the first congregations in the downtown?
It was, I think, maybe the first church that was located in downtown Wilmington.
Wow, that's exciting. So we've talked about the chorale groups. What are some specific things that they've been working on?
Center City Chorale, well, they do a great variety of music. They do folk music arrangements. They do contemporary music. They do music just for fun. They do sacred literature. They do spirituals. So you name it, they've done vocal jazz. They've done all kinds of music. And I try to really keep things mixed up.
That makes it fun for everyone then, I'm
sure. I think
it
makes it fun for the singers and fun for the audience.
Right. So what are the age ranges? How old would you have to be a member of one of these groups?
Well, Center City Chorale has people ranging in age from their 20s to their 70s, I'd say. People who are of working age are all welcome. Master Singers of Wilmington has a somewhat similar age range with probably fewer people on the higher end. Mostly those singers are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Okay. And so when you're a professional in a choral group, are you getting a salary of some kind, or what is that?
Yes,
about?
All the professional singers in Master Singers of Wilmington receive a salary. They receive a stipend for rehearsals and a stipend for performance. So to do this, it costs a lot of money.
Right.
It's expensive.
And you talk about, I know on your website, that the music you want to produce, you want it to be accessible to everyone. So are you keeping your ticket costs and, excuse me, are you keeping that affordable?
Yes, we try really hard to keep things as affordable as possible. The concerts for Thursday noontime concerts are all free. So you can come there and not pay anything. If you want to, we would love it if you would put a donation in the basket, but we only ask for $3 a person.
Oh, that's nice.
It's almost nothing, right? Really. So it's very, very free, or very, very inexpensive, mm-hmm. rather. And for festival concerts, the evening concerts, ticket prices range for $10 for students up to as much as $25. So still, they're really reasonably priced.
Oh, yes, that is. That is nice and reasonable.
So we've the mission statement of Market Street Music talks about not only serving audiences in the Wilmington area by keeping ticket prices low, mm-hmm. but also by serving the performers in the area. And that's a little bit unusual for organizations. We really try very hard to make it a pleasant and meaningful experience for both the audience and for the performers.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, a wonderful acoustic. The audiences are enthusiastic, and so the performers love that. So it's a good thing for both the professional musicians involved and the audience who loves music.
That sounds great. I'd like to take a moment to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. I'm talking with David Shalott, Artistic Director and President of Market Street Music in Wilmington. We've been talking about all of the different aspects of what's going on in music at Market Street Music. And I'd like to get into a little bit about some of your festival concerts and what kinds of concerts and performances you've been offering there.
Sure. Well, let me first just remind everyone that we have one coming up in just a few weeks.
Oh, great.
On Saturday, December 12th. Master Singers of Wilmington. If you didn't catch them with the Delaware Symphony this last September, you can hear them sing a program that evening of seasonal music for the holiday season, for Christmas, and also some music by Maurice Durufle, a wonderful French composer from the 20th century.
And are you picking some of your favorite composers to showcase at some of these performances, or how do you go about choosing?
Well, I think that each piece that we do is, at that very moment, our favorite piece. I would hope that would be the case for all performing musicians, but we really try to include quite a variety of music, music that would be new to people,
mm-hmm.
music that might stretch them, music that people might recognize the tunes of. So lots of different kinds of music. Yeah, Master Singers of Wilmington does a terrific job, and the music that they perform is accessible and really quite beautiful.
And what sort of concerts, instrumentalists and outside artists are you bringing in coming up?
After that, we have in January, we have an early music ensemble called Earhart. That is led by Grammy-nominated lutenist Ron McFarlane and his band of merry players. That will be really quite a lot of fun. That's on January 30. And then later in the spring, Pixis Piano Quartet will be performing. That is a local chamber ensemble, one of the handful of really terrific ensembles located here in Wilmington and the Delaware Valley. And then a little bit later, Master Singers of Wilmington comes again and sings a program including the really beautiful Foray Requiem with orchestra and music from Russia.
Oh. That's interesting. So is there anything that sort of typifies music from Russia compared to other countries, or what would you say? Is there a certain flavor?
Sure. The choral music from Russia really all comes from the Russian Orthodox Church, and that church doesn't use any instruments.
Oh.
So it's only vocal music. So all of this music is sung unaccompanied, and it's in a form of Russian called Church Slavonic, which is kind of, I guess, like Latin in Eastern churches, or Western churches, rather.
Mm-hmm.
It's the language that's used in that church, and it sounds much like Russian. And it's rich textures, lots of low men, beautiful, wonderful harmonies. It's music that really draws you in. It's rich and luscious music.
That sounds like, those are great words to describe music. And is it difficult or easy to sort of be unique and bring new things that aren't being performed in the area?
Well, that's a question. I think it's a challenge. I mean, we're always thinking of things that we could possibly do in the future. We're always planning ahead. We're always thinking what we've done in the past and what things that might contrast what we've already done could be. And, you know, those kind of thoughts. That's always in the board of Market Street Music's mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is so much music out there. I guess you never sort of run out of things that you could potentially perform.
No, I don't think we could ever run out. There's lots and lots and lots of music that's really terrific and great stuff.
Great. And what about families? Are there things that you would encourage families to attend?
I think, honestly, families would enjoy almost everything that we do. Because there is something for everyone. The great thing about Thursday noontime concerts is that those programs are only a half an hour in length.
Mm.
And so it's kind of a sampler. It's like a box of chocolates. And, you know, everyone is a little bit different. And if you don't like one, there's always the next one, which you probably will like more if you didn't like the one before. But probably you're going to like all of them.
Right.
And especially Thursday noontime concerts brings in a wide variety of kinds of audience members, including lots and lots of students and senior citizens. And so lots of people enjoy that music.
That's great. And I assume it is a destination for a lot of the office workers. They can just walk right over.
Sure. It's designed to be very convenient. They're on Thursdays at 12:30, and they last a half an hour. So come in, get some music, grab a bite to eat, and go back to work.
Great. So what other things are planned for the holidays? Any special noontime concerts just for the holidays?
Sure. Noontime concerts are always lots of fun at the holiday season. We've got three in December. Joanna Gates, who's a really terrific mezzo-soprano that lives in Wilmington, who's sung with Opera Delaware and many organizations around the area, The Crossing in Philadelphia. She sings with them. She sings with Master Singers of Wilmington. She is singing a wonderful program on December 3rd, including a bunch of Christmas songs by someone who you've probably not heard of, a German composer by the name of Richard Trunk. Those are lush and beautiful Christmas songs. And then one of the most favorite Christmas concerts that we do annually will come up on December 10 to 12:30 when Cartoon Christmas Trio performs. And this is a terrific jazz trio from Wilmington that performs music from A Charlie Brown Christmas, but also other cartoon Christmas TV specials.
Oh.
So you might hear the what's the song about the Grinch? I can't think of the title of it.
Right. I know what you're saying. I can't think of it either. I can hear it in my head.
Right. You're a mean one, Mr.
That's
Grinch.
Right.
That's it. You might hear that. All these wonderful songs that we know and love from all these Christmas specials that we've seen since we were children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up on December 10. That is always a very big and enthusiastic audience. Lots of fun. And then closing the holiday season for Market Street Music on December 17 is Center City Chorale, when they're singing just a bevy of terrific Christmas music. Pieces that you'll know, pieces that you didn't know yet, pieces that will become your new favorites. Lots of good stuff from Center City Chorale on December 17.
Great. So let's talk about where people can find information about what's coming up and how to get to the location and all of that.
Well, it's very easy. All you need to do is go to our Market Street Music website, which is marketstreetmusicde.org. Very simple. And you'll find all of the information about all of the programs that we do, all the concerts, all the choral ensembles. You'll find all that information there at marketstreetmusicde.org. You could also find that on the Delaware Division of the Arts website in Wilmington. Lots of places to find this good information.
Great. So how long have the noontime concerts been going on?
Well, Market Street Music has done them since 2008,
okay.
But we kind of took over this program from First and Central Presbyterian Church, And they've been going on probably longer than most of us can remember, probably almost 35 years serving downtown Wilmington, a long, long, long time.
Well, there's not many times during your lunch that you can get a taste of the arts, you know, in a half an hour. So it's really a special thing that you're offering there.
I think it's a great gift to downtown Wilmington. And that's what we try to be, something that people can enjoy and break up their day, kind of have a moment of stress relief in the middle of the day, go back singing a tune to yourself. It's a great thing to do in the middle of the day.
Definitely, definitely. I have been to the cartoon Christmas noontime one, which the whole office, several of us walked over. And it, as you said, it was just like a pick-me-up because you forgot that it was a work day. You know, you went in, you sat down, you enjoyed it. And, you know, you just didn't know what time of day it was or where you were. You know, it was just a really nice reprieve from
the day.
That's
right. Cartoon Christmas Trio has been coming to play at for Thursday Noontime Concerts, I think, since almost they began. So that was many, many, many years. Every December, they make an appearance. And even one December, a long time ago, when we had a huge snowstorm, they came anyway. We did the concert for about 8 people, so it was a very special private event.
Right. Well, I'm sure if they skipped a year, you'd definitely hear about it.
Oh, we would, definitely. People love that concert.
That's great. So one more time, the website.
The website is marketstreetmusicde.org. Make sure you include the DE, because it's very important. Otherwise, you go to a music store somewhere else.
Oh,
you don't
want
to do that.
No.
Marketstreetmusicde.org.
Great. So you'll be able to find out all the information you need about what's happening with Market Street Music, all their performances, their chorale events, everything about the organization. And I would just like to thank David Shalott, who is the artistic director and president of Market Street Music, for joining us today. Thank you.
It's been great to be here, Kristen. Thanks so much.